What is the plan for this morning for Caribou Lake and North Fork?
So the fire remains at 848 acres, and they were able to hold that 20% throughout the night. Fire behavior was moderate on Friday. It is burning really deep. The report that we got this morning is it is going to take a lot of firefighters to get in there to be able to do the mop-up that's needed to meet that 100% containment. We did have two water-dropping airplanes called fire bosses hitting the fire yesterday. The combination between the firefighters on the ground and that aviation support really helped keep the fire from spreading. So that's why we didn't see any increased acreage. So that was a success yesterday.
You're saying it's burning very deep. That's due to drought conditions, right?
That's correct. And our temperatures have been above seasonal averages, and looking into the next couple days, unfortunately, it does look like our temperatures will remain above seasonal averages.
To recap, acreage is holding at 848 acres. Well, if it's holding, then it's not really moving, is it?
With the flare-ups that we're having, that's when they call in that air support to be able to knock those flare-outs. When it gets into the tree torching, that's when the aviation resources are really vital. They will be completing control lines around the fire perimeter. And when they can tie it into natural barriers, like an actual wet swamp, they'll be doing that. But unfortunately, things that used to have water in them do not have as much water this year.
And so you're saying they're putting a containment line around the fire. What percentage contained is it?
Well, we're still holding at 20%. And with the additional crews that will be arriving today and the following days, that will increase that number at a daily rate. It's just going to take more boots on the ground to really start increasing that containment. They're holding it right now, but to actually build those control lines and make sure that they hold. They don't want to call something contained unless they know that they can hold it, and that's the goal.
If I remember from yesterday's update, you said there were more crews coming in today. How many people are going to be on the fire today?
Well, yesterday there was about 35, 38 folks, firefighters out there, and there will be two crews, I believe, being delivered today. So that's another 40 firefighters. So bringing our total to around 80 to 90 people fighting that the Caribou Lake fire.
And there is a public meeting on the Caribou Lake fire today at 3 at McNeil Canyon School, mile 12.5 on East End Road. Are you going to be at that meeting?
I will be at that meeting, Kathleen. I actually will be facilitating the meeting. We'll be covering the Caribou Lake fire, North Fork fire. We'll also do a brief overview of the Swan Lake fire, and just to give people an idea of what the operations are and what their goals are to be able to bring that to some conclusion. We'll have maps of all three fires. We're also going to speak to what people can do. We'll have material of what people can do to improve their property. Folks are wanting to help out the firefighters, and we say one of the biggest gifts you can give a wildland firefighter is to do the improvements on your property. And
yeah, clear the brush around your house. KBBI will be broadcasting that meeting live, but it's at McNeil Canyon School for anybody to go to in person. Can you talk a little bit about the North Fork fire?
So the North Fork fire, we were happy to get the news out yesterday that the ready notice had been removed from the borough because of the hard work that's been done by the firefighters. It needs a couple more days of really getting into that interior of the fire and making sure that there's no heat remaining. Being as dry as it is, that heat is going deep down into the duct, so they got to peel all those layers back and get water down in there so we don't have something waking up in a month from now.
All right, Sarah Sarlos, Public Information Officer for the Alaska Division of Forestry. Thank you for those updates on Caribou Lake and North Fork fires, and we will see you at the meeting.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Thanks.